What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, a friend of the show, John Griffin III, JG, bucking up Bison, Metro League on the Boss Man Show. JG, what's good? Good to talk to you again, brother. How things going with you guys?
Boss man, good to be on. I appreciate you extending the invitation. You do great things in Atlanta. So I know that me being on here just helps the Bucknell basketball community down there in Atlanta get a little better idea of how we're doing up here in Lewisburg. Things are good. Yeah, we finished year two. Obviously, year two for me here, and we tied co regular season championship due to the tie breaking. We were the one seed, which was a great accomplishment for this group. We unfortunately lost the semifinals, but we had a really strong year. We had we got great momentum. We have tremendous public energy up here in Lewisburg. The community's really rallied around us, and it's been a fun off season so far with some great additions, and now we're in summer training mode, more or less. We have 6 weeks here, and we're just getting after it.
And I gotta tell you, congratulations on your extension, brother. So how did it feel, man, after 2 years in, getting an extension and showing that the administration believes in you and your vision, what you got going on in Lewisburg, man?
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to the administration here for their support. Obviously, being an alum, I care about Bucknell basketball, but also Bucknell University greatly. And I want to be an ambassador for the institution, not just in the world of basketball, but again, in all aspects, whatever way, shape, or form, I can really help generate a positive buzz around the great things we do here at Bucknell. But yeah, it's very exciting. Like I said, there's a tremendous amount of energy right now within our locker room, around our locker room, in Soika Pavilion where we play our home games, in the community, on campus. I think that the way that we lost last year, it stung in the semifinals. It's something that we've we've kept in our back pocket for sure as motivation, but we have a great group of guys right now in the locker room, and yeah, they're just working hard every day. So it's an exciting time here at Bucknell, and I'm very grateful to be a continued contributor to the successes on this campus.
No doubt. And I want to call this out for the listeners out here. JG and his staff has won 23 games regular season in 2 years. So talk about that, man. 23 conference wins regular season in 2 years. That's a heck of a thing to do coming as a first-time coach up there.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, boss, man. I have a great staff. I have a great staff. High energy. They all view their job as if they're the head coach, which is a tremendous advantage for me. They're looking at this from a 40,000-foot view, but also they're in the weeds, making sure our players are getting the attention they need. And then our players are the key, obviously, to our success. And we've had for 2 years a group of players that have been open-minded and they love the game. They're passionate about their own individual improvement, and they're competitive. And you really can't have success unless you have a group of competitive human beings surrounding you and everyone elevating one another. So it's been a collaborative approach to our success that has been driven by our players, carried forward by our staff. And I'm just really excited for the direction in which we are going.
And JG, something you said is profound about being competitive, because I was on the phone with a coach this morning who was talking about me. I told you off for your story, I'm going to cover the Braves today. Out of town. He said, but you do the Hawks also. I said, but I have to be better every day. I'm competing against my competition every day. So if I'm not out here covering things, being at events, being seen, being visible, I'm losing the battle. So even I'm not playing sports anymore, but even this radio media game, JG, I'm competing every day, man.
You have to. You have to. And your world is increasingly becoming more and more competitive. So whether it be podcasts or journalism, your world is unbelievably competitive. And if you're not finding ways to challenge yourself, you're just going to stall out. And you know, my knowledge of you, you're just going to keep pushing this thing forward.
100%, brother, 100%. You know what, for you, JG, what's been the biggest difference for you and your staff with the program from year one now to heading into year three summertime?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things that I can point to from year one, from week one, from month one, that I thought I knew and that I had no idea about. And so it's just been a two-year process of growth for not only me, but our staff, whether it be the right way to communicate to our group or an individual within the group to help them be the best versions of themselves, or just cutting down practice time at certain points in the year so that our players feel their body and their mind and their spirit feels at the best that it can possibly be during that time of the year. I mean, that's all part of the learning process. And I'm constantly asking our staff for feedback, and I'm very self-aware of coaching things that work and things that don't work. So like you, just trying to find ways to get better each and every day. But it's been an incredible learning process, a growth process, and one I'm still actively trying to continue learning and growing.
And speaking of growth, JG, you got some young guys in the pipeline on the roster, freshmen and sophomores, that you can really develop. And talk about getting them in the weight room, getting their bodies right, getting them to eat right, learning that they just to sleep and recover as well. So the talent's on the court. We also got to go off the court, things like that, man, because playing a long season as you guys play, you want to peak in March at the right time. So we need to be healthy, do all these things now for diet, eating, sleep, recovery, weight room. Talk about that piece for your young freshman sophomores, learning that process of being a pro in their craft.
Yeah, I mean, our players, they come into the program and they, like you said, they think it's only really about how you do when you're on the floor. And reality is all the things that you just mentioned contribute heavily to their individual successes. And when they're individually successful, if we can do a good job as a coaching staff, bringing everybody together, collectively we'll have great team success as well. But the way that we do it is education. We essentially do a bunch of different classroom style settings. And We bring in professionals that have expertise in different fields, whether it be the significance of sleeping 8 hours a night or the nutritional element of being a high achieving and a high super successful basketball player, what that looks like for a college student. I think that often you throw this idea of nutrition at an 18 to 22 year old and expect them to pick up what you're putting down. Reality is you're going to have to walk them through every single step, whether it be helping them order the right thing at Chipotle or trying to steer them away from Dunkin' Donuts 3 of the 5 days of the week, even though it's a breakfast sandwich or whatever it is that might not have a particular number of calories. That it's our job to educate our players on how that affects their performance. And so that's what we do. We just bring in the experts, let the experts do the teaching, and then we hold them accountable to the levels in which they want to be held accountable to.
And on the court, JG.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll say, and also, man, like, you know, that also the sugars, man, and the salt, the sodium, because I know sometimes in college, I remember I did it, I'll get the Hungry Man dinners, those TV dinners, but they're filled with salt and sugar, which can slow you down and mess you up. So talk about that piece as well, learning about the salts and sugars and how all that works together to mess with you.
I mean,
and I can keep you healthy.
Yeah, clean eating is the challenge. You know, that's kind of the differentiator between some of the players that have played for 20 years and players that are out in 5 in the NBA. You know, LeBron James is a great example. Steph Curry, of these Hall of Fame level, Hall of Fame players that have built a lifestyle around eating in a very clean and healthy way. That can be a bit boring, okay, because the foods can be a bit bland. But once it becomes part of your life routine, it really will kind of, I don't know the right word, it'll just build on itself. And then you become this clean eater that is very aware of what you're putting into your body. And that's our hope. You know, we're not going to create 18 to 22 year olds here that understand everything and the impact of everything. They're still so young, but our job is to educate as best that we can on the proper way of eating and the proper amount of sleep so that when they do move forward in their lives, they are prepared for those aspects of life.
And JG, you have some veterans on your roster too that who can show these young men the way. Who you trust on the court, off the court, to be the leaders, to show these young guys in the pipeline how it is to perfect, like we talked about earlier, the craft. So talk about the key veterans that you have who have been through the wars and been through these battles and understand how to have themselves prepared mentally, physically, and emotionally to be a college basketball player at a high level and to win games for the Bucknell Bison.
Yeah, I mean, we have two forms of mentors. We have our players. Peer-to-peer mentorship is the most powerful form of mentorship. We have a really great group of upper-class students that impose knowledge on our young players, both with communication verbally, but also through consistency in their actions. And then we have our coaching staff and our strength staff and our medical staff, and their mentorship is a little bit different. It's much more of a mature world of communication, but it's very consistent, and it's really all about the players. You know, we are one directional. We make sure that our players feel that they're loved, appreciated, and we try as best as we possibly can to help them reach their goals, and the mentorship part of it is a big piece to the puzzle.
And JG, what I like about what you and your staff do, man, you're all about relationships with your players and guys. Talk about that in this portal world, NIL world, where a guy may turn down some money elsewhere but stay with you because they know you care about them, staff cares about them, and they're loved on, and they know you really care about them as a person, not just to help get you W's next to your name.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a challenge because the transfer portal – in theory, makes everything transactional. And there is an element of transaction to it, for sure. But at the end of the day, I know who I am as a human, how I lead my life from a relationship standpoint. And then I just bring coaches and staff members around that lead a similar life of the understanding that relationships are very important in general to having, a prosperous life, a happy life. And that's their nature. So it's not uncomfortable, or it's not it's easy actually for them to develop relationships quickly based on who they are. And at the end of the day, if a player decides he wants to leave, then that's what he wants to do. Your job right now is to be supportive. If they are seeking some help in some capacity, your job is to help. But the relationship piece is still a pillar for me as a coach and my philosophies on this business. And then within our locker room, it's finding players that fit and are open-minded to building relationships, because not everyone is, and you have to find those people through recruiting.
And JG, it's funny you say that. Yesterday at the Juneteenth event I was speaking at, I talked about relationships and networking. I say for me, I have relationships with coaches from D1 to NAIA in every conference. And they say, they ask me, how do you work to pull it off? Because I'm naturally who I am. I'm authentic, and I treat everybody how I want to be treated. And I'm real. I don't play games with people. So that's why I have relationships with coaches all over from D1 to the NAIA level, because of who I am and because I believe just being real with people and not just have you on my show and then never talk to you again. You know what I'm saying? I want to really
I
support
do.
you and be there for you. If you're close to Atlanta or I'm near somewhere, I'm going to come see you play. That's just how I operate. That's why I was telling people that yesterday on at that event. Like, hey, I'm about networking relationships and having relationships, not ones that are fake and phony. Because if you come on my show, I'm gonna support you and try to help you in the way I can. That's how I am, because you don't have to come on my show at all. You're not getting paid to do it. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's my duty to be in your all's corner, help you out in any way I can, support you all, and know it's not just about me. It's about us being a friend, having a friendship relationship going forward beyond the show.
And you work at it. Look, it's you relationships, you have to work at it, and sometimes they're one directional and you figure out how to, make it a healthy relationship, but you have to work at it. So, credit to you, because building relationships takes time.
Yes, and trust and belief and all those good things. And I just like hope keep people listening to this interview understand that that's really important in this world still today. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but trust me, all these things matter in this world today.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
And James, you got two more for you, brother. Conference scheduling games, non-conference wise, but y'all being pretty good, man. Is another phone ain't ringing like it used to, brother.
No, it's not. No, scheduling right now in general, I think everyone's experiencing some level of difficulty with it, just due to the conference realignment and the total number of conference games are changing for people real time, and that go from 18 to 20 or 18 to 16 or whatever it is, and that just creates a bit of chaos. And then there's this net score that everyone's trying to achieve in order to be in this category of an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament, and you have to position yourselves correctly heading into conference play so that you could potentially get one of those bids. And for us it's been a challenge, but we have one great game. We have a senior from Des Moines, Iowa, so we're playing Iowa in Des Moines. We're bringing him home, playing, obviously there's the state school in Iowa. It'll be a really great game for us. And then we're working out some of the other details like right now. A lot of my time is like it's our players here on campus that the services the largest portion of my time, and then recruiting is second and scheduling is third. And then once we get all those things configured, we'll be in a good spot. But getting this schedule finalized is a challenge that from conversation, I think a lot of college coaches are experiencing right now.
Last one for you, Jay. I want to ask you about John Fulton from the ATL, man. I'll talk about his development, man, and what you're looking for him this season coming up, brother.
Yeah, our boy Fult. Fult is from the ATL, very proud Atlanta member. He's battled injuries in his career, and I'm really, really proud of Josh Fulton's perseverance. Injuries can really be affecting of your mind in a negative or frustrating way, and he's handled it very well. He brings a toughness, physicality to our to our team that we really needed the second half of the season last year, and he provided just a great energy punch for us off the bench. So I'm looking forward. He's had a great summer thus far. I'm looking forward to seeing like where he continues to develop. But yeah, he wears his Braves gear around up here in Lewisburg. Even though I'm a Phillies fan, you know how we do things in Philly.
Yeah, we'll see the Phillies next week in Atlanta. I'm looking forward to it. Next weekend, actually.
Yeah.
27th through 29th.
We hit a little bit of a drought, but we kind of seem like we're pivoting back to what I think everybody in Philly hopes this team can really be when they hit their peak.
No doubt, man. The Braves are Falcons under 500, trying to get it together. Swept up the Mets last night. Got Miami 4 games in a row in Miami, so hopefully you can gain some games there. Then get ready for Philadelphia on Friday, the 27th.
Yeah, we're coming through. Choo-choo, here we come.
Yes, indeed. Well, JG, it's good talking to you again, brother.
All right, boss, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. I'll see you late point, brother, as always.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, brother. Take it easy.
Hey, bye-bye.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.